operator of the show, I imagine, does. That's to keep them running over one another, hurting one another. Tries to hold them down and keep them from getting too badly disturbed.
People behave strangely, don't they? Everybody rushes and...
Oh, yeah. People more so than they used to. And here's the idea in a place like that now. When they hollered fire, you discovered fire, everybody would break up. Mm-hmm. Well, you might not be trying to break your neck to get out of there, but the fella right behind you and the one right behind him, they are. They're just pushing, and that's where it causes trouble. I never have been caught in one.
I haven't either.
But I know it's possible. I know it has been. Has happened to other people.
If children are around and they're making a lot of noise, what do you tell them?
Should I keep you to answer that one?
Be quiet, Father.
Oh, yeah, you children couldn't make so much noise. What we told them. Mm-hmm. And I'll put this to it, too. If you don't quieten down, you got to get out of here.
If you're going to threaten them with something, what would you say to them?
I never did threaten them that I was going to use something on them, did I? You remember?
You done your razor strap?
Well, I understand every one of mine, but I don't know how I threaten. To be honest about it.
If a person has lost his hearing, you say he's what?
Yeah. We'd have to say he's deaf if he's lost his hearing.
That's certainly an unfortunate thing. I have a friend who's 40 and he's deaf in one ear.
Yeah. So.
Had an infection in the middle ear or something. He turns his head the other way when you talk so he can hear.
Everybody that's deaf seems to me like, if you'll notice, they speak out very loud.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know a fellow here, he's a friend of mine, I'd call him. He was sheriff here about 6 years. But he is in World War II. And he got this drum busted. And you can't tell it from his looks or nothing. He don't wear no hearing aid, but the boy, you can hear him talking on the bottom floor, you can hear him on the third floor. Talks loud. His name is Watterson.
If a man has been out in the field plowing and he comes in and his shirt is all wet, what would you say he'd done to wet that shirt?
That's fine.
Huh?
I guess you call it fresh.
No, that's what he asked me. Mm-hmm. Well, the way we usually express it, and see a man come in and said, my goodness, he's been plowing, he's rain, wet, and sweat. He's going to get rain, wet, and sweat. It must be hot out there.
Mm-hmm. That's a good feeling to do, isn't it? You work hard and you get your shirt all wet.
Yeah, good. Best way when it's raining with hot weather. Get your clothes wet and sweat.
When, sometimes you get a sore back on your neck, or maybe on some other part of your body, it'll come up like that. There'll be a hard center in it.
I bet he's talking about a boil or a rising, which is we call them the most.
Well, rising, right?
Small rising, or we've had big ones in our family and ourselves.
They're miserable, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you call that fluid?
That's the core, or corruption. And if that corruption don't have much chance of getting out of there, you get that core out. It's hard.